Hey guys, thanks for tuning in again. So I want to give you like a quick heads up. I only got like 20 minutes here, so I just want to give you a quick heads up first off. I'm having a procedure done on April 2nd, so I'm not sure if I'm gonna try and get an episode out on April 1st for you guys or I'm not sure how long it'll take me to recover. I'm getting denture implants, so I don't know how long it'll take me to talk normal and sound normal, but yeah, I'm getting denture implants, so hopefully it'll only be like maybe a couple of weeks that I don't get an episode out. But yeah, I just wanted to give everyone a quick heads up, you know. So if you don't hear from me for a couple of weeks into April, don't freak out. I will return and it will be better than ever. I wanna, like, so there's a few things I wanna just try to throw in here. I had a humbling experience this morning. I don't know if that's what you would call it, but yeah, I felt like a piece of shit this morning. So I was at the gym and I don't even know, I made a video about it. I was like in tears. So I don't even know if I'm gonna post the video because I don't want anybody to see me cry, but you know, it's a really fucking touchy subject, and I don't know, I felt really bad this morning, so I guess I'm just gonna share it with you really quick. I was at the gym, and, you know, everything was normal. I was working out on machines, and, you know, around me there was a few guys. I think there was one girl. She was like way off towards the other side of the machines, so but for the most part, yeah, I was around, you know, the really beefy, average, typical gym guy, right? You know, the vibe was normal. I mean, there wasn't a vibe. It was just, you know, we were all kind of ignoring each other almost and doing our thing. And I don't know where this, you know, poor little flamboyant gay boy comes up. And, he's wearing a crop top, you know. You could just it's very, very obvious that he's gay. And, he's got the long hair, you know. So I was just, for me, in my head, I judged him. Because, as you all know, I don't like to be associated with woke ideology, so I instantly was like, "What are you doing here? Why are you like, why did you ruin the vibe?" You know? It was kind of like the vibe that all the other dudes gave off. It was kind of like, "What the fuck? Now I gotta go." And they all did. All the guys basically got up one by one and left, and I did the same thing. I got up and walked to the other side of the machines, so I wasn't even facing him. And like, he came in and, you know, it was almost like he came in and sat next to me on purpose, you know, and I don't know if it was because I'm gay. I'm obviously just as gay as he is. I mean, not, you know what I mean? Like, it's very obvious that we were both gay. And, I don't know if that's what it was. And he just felt like there was some kind of comfort level there, which really makes me feel even worse, you know, to think that he sat next to me specifically to feel comfort and I made him not feel comfortable. Because I was irritated. I mean, in my head, all I was thinking was, why aren't you at Planet Fitness? Which, if you don't know, there's a boycott right now for Planet Fitness because they allowed a trans man or a trans woman, whatever you want to call it. They let a man in the fucking women's locker room and he was like naked, balls out, changing or like shaving his legs or shaving something in the dressing room, which was weird. But there was a little girl in there, and so someone complained, and that person who complained got kicked out of Planet Fitness, and it was like a big ordeal. And if you are on TikTok, I don't know if it's traveled to other social media, but as far as I know, TikTok specifically had a trend where everyone was boycotting Planet Fitness, and they all went in and canceled their subscriptions, and yeah, it's basically like F you to Planet Fitness. So in my mind, yes, I was like, why aren't you at Planet Fitness? And yeah, I got up and I left in like an angry, judgmental mood. And I don't know if this poor little gay boy felt the vibe of everyone around him that, you know, as soon as he came in, everyone got uncomfortable. It's really sad that everyone got uncomfortable, including me. I feel like a piece of shit for getting so uncomfortable only because of ideology. Like, I don't want to be associated with woke ideology, and in my mind, he was already in that category. Like, he was already associated with woke ideology, so I didn't want to be a part of it. I didn't know anything about that poor little gay boy. I didn't know anything about him. For all I know, he could have been on the same side I was. He could think the same way I do. I don't know. But I judged him harshly in my head. I didn't do anything physically, you know. Nobody actually said anything to this poor gay boy. Thank God. Nobody actually said anything. But, like, yeah, I know that I gave off that vibe. And I know that all the other dudes did for sure, and they probably don't feel bad about it at all, but I do. Because I'm a lesbian. I'm a dyke. Might be offensive for some people, so that's a real trigger warning for this episode. I am a dyke, and that's what we used to call me back in the day, and I don't get offended, so you shouldn't get offended either. Anyway. Yeah, so that's what I am, and I'm not afraid of it, and I have always been this way. It's been this way since I can fucking remember. And I have made people uncomfortable many times in my life. Just because, you know, sometimes they were like, well, what is that? Is that a boy or is that a girl? You know, back in the day, it was weird, and you know, I don't know, it's just, it is what it is. Point is, I made him very uncomfortable, and it's sad that I did that, because I've done that. I've been uncomfortable, and it's not a good feeling, so I feel really, really awful. So the moral of this story is we should all stop being so damn judgmental. I mean, seriously, this whole woke ideology and this whole ideology in general is just ruining society. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like, you know, the fact that I am going through early menopause or what, but I felt really bad that I did that. And you know, maybe it is because I'm gay and I don't want to be judgmental. I never used to be scared of gay people, and now I'm scared of gay people because I'm scared of this ideology. And I judged someone and I shouldn't have, right? That's the moral of that story, is I judged someone and I shouldn't have, and I feel really bad about it. I don't know what kind of person I am for doing that, but I can't be a good one, so there's that. Anyway, the other thing I wanted to just kind of talk about really quick is that, so there's two documentaries really that I want to talk about. And the first one, I should have talked about a while ago, but you know, I didn't. I watched it like a few weeks ago. It's on Tubi, and it's about the what they're doing to our water. It's like the culling, the great culling of our water, or something like that. And it's on Tubi, which is a free platform. And it's really scary. And the documentary was made in 2012, so they've been doing this to our water for a long, 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 long time. I mean, they were doing it before the documentary was made, and they've been doing it ever since. So it's just, it was really hard to watch. It was really hard to be like, I mean, after watching that, I wanted to shout from a rooftop, like, what is wrong with you people? And then, you know, that goes, this goes into the, that whole fucking Nickelodeon documentary. I mean, fuck, man. It's like a docu-series. There's like 4 episodes. And, I mean, I didn't watch Nickelodeon. I was more the Disney person, which, don't get me wrong, Disney is still fucking terrible. But, like, I was more of the Disney fucking dumbass, so I watched Disney, I didn't watch Nickelodeon. And, you know, part of it for me personally was I wasn't interested in the green slime, you know, I just wasn't. That was like a major, I guess you could say, turn off. But it was a major, like, I didn't want to watch it, I didn't want to associate with it. I was like, nope, I don't want anything to do with green slime. So, like, I was that weird kid that didn't even like to touch the, like, gooey, slimy stuff that you were able to play with that was, like, sticky, but it wasn't sticky. I don't know. Anyway, I didn't like that shit, so it wasn't, Nickelodeon just wasn't my kind of jam. And, but, you know, watching that documentary and, like, seeing what was actually going on Nickelodeon, I mean, they were more obvious about it than Disney was, that's for sure. Disney wasn't very obvious, you know? They weren't very, like, in your face, I'm gonna do cum shots all over fucking, all over the place. No. No. In fact, there were no cum shots on Disney. Nickelodeon, however, there were cum shots everywhere. Almost every character, I feel like, had a cum shot in some way, shape, or form, and they were touching their own feet, or, like, it was just, it was really weird and inappropriate, and, you know, my wife and I were talking about it, and it's like, you know, she's like, I didn't think of it as sexual, and I'm like, of course you didn't think of it as sexual. You weren't made to think of it as sexual as a child. I mean, you were, but you weren't, like, that's the definition of grooming, right? The definition of grooming. They were preparing children to visualize and see stuff like that. I mean, at 10 years old, you see stuff going in someone's face like that. You don't think anything. You just think it's funny. You know? And then as you get older and you experience porn for the first time and you see a cum shot, you automatically, I'm almost 100% sure that most kids who actually watched Nickelodeon when they first experienced a cum shot in a porn video, they were like, because they probably automatically went back to Nickelodeon. You just, I mean, that's, like, I don't know how to, I don't know any other way to explain that. That is the definition of grooming. They are preparing children and adults, in general, to be sexualized. I mean, and like I was telling my wife, this goes back into the whole John Money and Alfred Kinsey conversation, topic, you know, which I do still need to do an entire episode on fucking both John Money and Alfred Kinsey. But, you know, Alfred Kinsey, his research, it's not real research, by the way, but, you know, his research is what started the whole human beings in general are sexual beings, right? So it doesn't matter how old you are, if you are a human being, you are a sexual being, point blank, period. And, I don't know about you, but I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. So, But, you know, they were convincing the population back then that, yeah, children are sexual beings and adults are sexual beings, and it doesn't matter whether it's female or male. We're all sexual beings. And that's, you know, that, like I said, and like I was telling my wife, that's where the grooming started. That's where it all began. Going into Playboy and going into all this crazy shit, that is where it all began. Alfred Kinsey and John Money. So, yeah, I just, and you know, the only reason I really, really, really wanted to bring up the, this whole Nickelodeon thing was because it, you know, it seems to be spreading. It seems to be, you know, more and more people are like interested, right? It just blows my mind that like they're interested in something that ruined their childhood, right? Like most people who enjoyed Nickelodeon after seeing that little docuseries, you're like, my childhood is ruined. Because, yeah, I mean, everything that you watched as a child was totally perverted. Totally. And like I was telling my wife, you know, there's like a Ren and Stimpy or something like that show. And I was telling her that, I mean, even before I knew all of this shit, and before I really knew what was going on with Disney, I shared a clip on Facebook of this short little, like, clip of that show where the one of the little dudes had a saw, like a cutting, like a wood saw, strapped onto his waist, like a, you know, like a strap on, and the other little dude was like bent over in front of him, and he had a wood log strapped to his back, and he was like, you know, doing the motions, if you know what I mean, to try and cut this saw or this little wood piece. And as he's doing it, you know, he's getting into it. It was really sexual. It was really, really sexual. And then at the end, when he, you know, climaxes, or in other words, cuts through the wood, the saw goes limp. Why did the saw have to go limp? You know, and like it was little thing, like I was just amazed. Back then, and this was like 10 years ago, I was like, was this really on television? Like, I didn't watch Nickelodeon, but was that really on television? Yes. Yes, it was. I've seen a clip on TikTok about that, actually. It's just, it was weird, you know? Like, the whole Nickelodeon thing was just really weird to me, and now people are interested when it involves, you know, something that they were interested in back then, or, you know, whatever. It just, it's interesting that people care about it now. They didn't care about it back then, and they don't care about it in any other way, shape, or form, right? I mean, we have kids coming across the border that are being sold and trafficked in the United States as we speak, right now. But nobody cares to point that out. Nobody cares about that, right? It's just these Hollywood kids. That's the one. Those are the ones that matter. Don't get me wrong. It's still fucked up what happened to them, and I still feel like we failed. Like society failed these poor children, who are now adults and have to deal with the trauma. Yeah, society failed them. But do we not realize that we are still dealing with this issue today, right? Like children in Hollywood specifically are still dealing with this shit today. Does nobody care about that? You know? Do we not, like I said, do we not care that children right now in this, at this very moment that I'm making this podcast, are being trafficked in the United States? It's just, you know, our priorities are not right. We humanity is doomed. Doomed. Just kidding. Anyway, yeah, so I appreciate you all for listening, tuning in, you know, all the goodies, and please don't hate me for being an asshole in the beginning of this episode. You know, I judged someone and I shouldn't have, and I'm sorry, and I feel really bad for it, and I'm beating myself up enough. You don't need to do it either. So, just kidding. Anyway. Yeah, so thanks for listening. I appreciate you, and, you know, like, share, follow, do all the things that you're supposed to do for a podcast. Anyway, be safe out there, please. And if you do not hear from me before April 8th and shit hits the fan, you know, Godspeed. God bless. And I hope everyone is safe out there. You'll hear from me. Everything will be fine. Calm down. I love you guys. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Please consider supporting me at the Buzzsprout website. That's usually where I upload all of my podcasts. So that is where you can support the show if you are interested. And that is, let's see if I can do this without messing it up. It is all one word. A rare breed podcast .buzzsprout.com. Boom! Did it. There you go. Please support me.